Hey, guys, while I'm thinking about it, he mentioned Miss Kitty. And while I've got a lot of you moms here, I want to put a plug in for something. October 18th, we're going to have a women's conference. A women's conference, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. I don't know everything that's going on, but please, if you never come back again and you are a woman, come to this thing. Let me know, or let Miss Kitty, don't let me know. Let Miss Kitty know. Let somebody know besides me that you want to come. You call the church office. We're going to get you to come because we love our ladies here. My mom was here this morning. I was tickled for her to get here and was able to come up. And she always said something. She knew one day that God would use my mouth for something. And so she just didn't know what. All right. Can you guys hear me? All right. I can't hear myself, so I'm going to get going here. We're finishing up a series today on reconciliation, the healing power of reconciliations. We're in part four, and today we're in the second part of learning to let go of hurt. And just to recap a little bit, this is my present to you moms today. It's not very long. Amen? I'm not going to... Oh, a little too happy about that there, Tammy. But we talked last week about what forgiveness is not. We decided that forgiveness is not minimizing the seriousness of the offense. What's that mean? If you're offended, somebody apologizes to you. You know, don't say, oh, that's okay. That's okay. Well, it's not. If you're offended, it's a big deal. So don't shrug it off. That cheapens it. You know, just take it and go. It's also not an instant restoration of trust. Because forgiveness is about grace, and trust is about works. It takes time to build that trust again. So it's not instant. And what we also said forgiveness was not resuming the relationship without any changes. If there's something going on with their relationship, there's going to have to be a change. Something's going to have to be different. And we answered the question of last week of why should I let go of my hurt, and where would I get the power to let go. And the very first one is, why should I let go of my hurt? It's because God has forgiven me. Is the very first reason we do that. Is it? And what we found out was, you will never have to forgive somebody else more than God has forgiven you. Do you remember that? And I thought that was important that you and I remember that. And the second thing is because resentment doesn't work. Why do we do it? Because resentment doesn't work. Resentment is self-destructive. Resentment always hurts you more than it does the other person. Do you remember that? Why we should let go. And the third reason is because I will need forgiveness, more forgiveness in the future. We cannot expect to receive what we do not give. Amen? Remember, and I know last week because I got people call me. I'm so thankful that you guys straightened me out, all right? I said it was the 23rd Psalm, I believe, and it's not. It's the Lord's Prayer. I found that out real quick Monday morning at the post office. Several of your folks made it your mission in life to tell me. And I want to say I love you for it. Amen? But remember the Lord's Prayer when he says, Lord, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do you really want to pray that prayer? That what you're saying is, Lord, I forgive them as much as they've... Wait a minute. Lord, I want you to forgive me as much as I have forgiven them, is what you're saying. Forgive me as much as I have forgiven them. Guys, we're going to need more forgiveness. And then it says, where do I get the power? Because this is tough. This is tough to forgive people. Where do I get that power? The Bible says Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the only way that what some of you guys have been through, that you're only, the only way that you're going to receive some of this power. Well, how do I let go of those who hurt me? Get out your outlines. Everybody got your outlines? Get a pen. Get a pen, fill in your blanks. Don't leave your outlines in the bench, okay? Because then somebody just had to pick them up. Take them with you. Put them on your refrigerator. Number one, how do I let go of those who hurt me? I relinquish my right to get even. I relinquish my right to get even. This is the heart of forgiveness. You got to let them off the hook scot-free. Forgiveness is not fair. It's called grace. It's called grace. Guys, I didn't tell the 9 o'clock service because it just hit me when we were down there. But yesterday was just a goofy day for me for a little while. But Luke has his dog. Luke has his dog. It's a stray dog. And, you know, you find out real quick there's no such thing as a free dog. But I just paid a couple of $100 for the dog to be fixed last week. And then my neighbor knocks on the door yesterday. He said, "I'm so sorry, Jim, to have to come to tell you this, but your dog was chasing a cat around my car." And I just ordered a brand new car cover. And I got to tell you, it was custom made for my Mercedes. He said, "It cost $400. So I wrote a check for $400. And I got nothing that the car cover will fit. But so I had to figure out a way to get this dog to stay in the yard. So I went and got me a electric wireless fence. Another $300. I was reading the instructions, and it said you got to lead the dog to the boundary and let him get shot. Luke handed me he said, "Daddy, I can't do it." I said, "I can. The dog cost me $700. And free dog. Yeah, free dog. One day, $700. Yeah, $200. I got $1,000 and a free dog. But I walk that dog. I'm ready. I want to see him. I said, "Luke, tell me when that thing goes beep, because I can't hear." He said, "It's going beep, 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 beep." I said, "Figuring to get him." I got there and that dog and I pulled him back, guys, because I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stand to see him hurt. I wanted to get even with this dog. I wanted to keep throwing him out there. But I wanted him to fry, you know, just hot dog, you know, whatever. But after I seen him suffer, I couldn't do it anymore. After the 10th time, I just couldn't do it anymore. And so, but anyway, I thought it's a whole lot like sometimes when I'm mad at people. I want to fry. I want to take that collar and I want to put it around their neck. Because they deserve it. But then I thought, if I could have that much compassion on a dog that I didn't want to do it to him anymore, shouldn't I have it on people? Shouldn't I have to be able to relinquish my right to let them off scot-free? Romans 12:19 says, "Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God, for he has said that he will repay those who deserve it." Guys, one thing I've learned about God in the 46 years is he is a just God. He is a just God. You know, that he'll settle the score. If there's any settling to be done, he could do it. That I don't need to do this. I don't need to take it into my own hands. Well, how often do I need to do this? Every time that I have a feeling of revenge, I need to release it. Every time. Peter asked in Matthew 18, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times?" "No," Jesus replied. 70 times 7. In other words, you don't count. You don't keep score. Forgiveness is not a one-shot deal. Do you get that? You keep forgiving. You keep forgiving. Every time you remember this offense that someone, you release it. Every time you remember it. How do you know when, oh, we have somebody's phone on this side today. I forgive you, Ellen. I'm sure it's an emergency. I'm releasing you right now, Ellen. Could you come up my house and wear this collar? I got this collar. Look good with that shirt you wearing. But let me get you to walk out about 90 feet. Anyway, how do you know when you totally release someone? It doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't hurt anymore. Guys, what I found out is when every time you rehearse this offense, it gets deeper. But every time you release it, it gets weaker. It gets weaker, and it gets weaker. All right, well, the second thing of how to do this is that you refocus on God's purpose for my life. How do you let go of those hurts? Refocus on your purpose, on God's purpose. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the hurt. If you don't focus on the hurt, then you can focus on hope. Don't focus on the violator. Focus on the victory that's coming. Focus on that. Guys, you know what happens when you focus on the person that hurt you? When you focus on the person that hurt you, they control you. Did you know that? Who wants to be controlled by the person that hurt them? Not a soul. But when you focus on the hurt, they are controlling you. If you don't release them, you're going to start to resemble them. Do you get that? We remembered that. We learned that last week. If you don't release them, you're going to resemble them. You got to let go. You might say, because I've heard it. I am never going to look like my mom. I'm never going to be like my mom. Oh, yeah? And I've said this myself. I'm never going to be like my dad. And I'm a lot like him in some ways. If you don't release it, you're going to be just like him. You're going to resemble the one you resent. You got to let go. You got to let go. You are going to wind up looking like the one you despise. I read a book yesterday to try to calm down from the dog incident, and I couldn't put it down, and it was called Levi's Will. It's about an author, the author's from Georgia that he wrote, and that wrote it. And I started Friday night, then I just couldn't put it down Saturday, and I didn't do nothing Saturday. I just read the book till 10 o'clock last night. But it's a novel, and it's about a guy that was, he grew up Amish, and he'd done something really bad, and his dad, or they considered really bad, and his dad banned him, you know? And so he had to leave when he was 17, and he joined the Army, came back 8 years later. His dad walks out and says, I thought you were dead, and he walks back in the house, and then another 6 years went by, and bottom line, the dad wouldn't even let him eat in the house. You know, just banned him from the family. It was their way. And it was based on a true story, and the guy, not until he became in his 50s, and his dad was in his 70s, that God spoke to him, and he realized that the problem was he was always trying to get the approval of his dad. He was always wanting the forgiveness from his dad. But the problem was he had never forgiven his dad. He forgave his dad. He forgave his dad and was released. And it ended the book as his dad never let him eat with him. And when he released his father, when he let go, his dad has this big dinner when he's 80 years old, and he leaves a seat open for his son. I begin to cry. Not a word was spoken. but his son, because he had released him. He had released the anger that he'd had toward his dad. He had released the forgiveness. He had finally figured out he didn't need his approval. Then, and only then, was he set free. Forgiveness is important. Forgiveness will set you free. It's really, really important. Relinquish that. Put your focus on something else. You got to change your focus. You will become the very thing you despise. Can you imagine it? If you're mad at somebody now, can you just put in your mind that you'll become like them? Think about that. Ugh. If you focus on them, that's what's going to happen. Focus on God's purpose for your life. Look at Job 11. How do you do that? Well, put your heart right. Reach out to God. Then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. Number one says, put your heart right. Do the right thing. Let them off the hook. You tell me, I don't feel like it. Do it anyway. It did not say, if you feel like it, do the right thing. It said, do the right thing. Don't let your emotions dictate life-changing decisions. Do the right thing. He says, put your heart right. The second thing is, says, reach out to God. Hey, guys, I got a question. Have you ever asked Jesus Christ into your life? Have you ever really gave him the authority? Let him fill you with his love. You don't have the power to do this on your own. And the third thing that the verse says is, face the world again. Don't withdraw. Resume your living. Ladies, don't say something like this. I am never, never going to let a man hurt me again. That's dumb. That's dumb. Men, don't say I'm never going to let a woman hurt me again. You can't love without being vulnerable. And a loveless life is no life at all. Do you get it? You're sitting there all bitter and everything else. And what I'm trying to say is, you got to risk it. You got to be okay to be vulnerable. You might get hurt again. But it's worth it. Let Jesus Christ control your life and not some idiot girlfriend or boyfriend. Let Jesus Christ control your life and not the ex. Not Jesus Christ control your life and not the BFF from last week. And I know how that is. BFF this week, mortal envy the next week, all right? Y'all think I don't text. I know what texting is. I can do it. Let Jesus Christ control your life. And it says the results are, look at the verse, all your troubles will fade from your memories. Wouldn't you like that? All your troubles will fade. You don't have to worry about the ex. You don't have to worry about the BFF. You don't have to dodge them in the hall. You don't have to go down the other aisle. You don't have to see when they call every time and you don't answer the phone. You don't have to tell your kids, don't get that, don't get that. Some of y'all said, he's been in my house. No more dodging. You're free. You're free. Focus on something else. Focus on something else. Face the world again. All right, look at Luke 6. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. You're no better than they are when you try to get even. You're no better. Forgiving and doing good puts you on a higher plane. That's what it does. All right. Last way how to do this is how to let go is to respond to the evil with good. Hey, a couple of weeks ago we memorized the memory verse. Anybody remember it? James 1:19. Who's that? You'll probably go to heaven, Patty. I want you to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Say it with me, because y'all didn't remember it. Say the address too. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. James. All right. That's good. Teach Miss Ellen that, you know, if she can get off the phone. I'll release it one more time. But this week we're going to teach you another one. Romans 12:21. Say it with me. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. One more time. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. I'm going to ask you that next week if I remember it. All right? All right. You don't overcome evil by criticizing. Well, one of the biggest lessons that we came to at North Point was that North Point Church does not expect unbelievers to act like believers. Huge, huge deal. And I really believe that that's why folks that are going through so much pain and trouble are calling us and wanting help. I believe that's why some of you came in here. Because we don't think that we can fix the world by criticism. We believe that we can fix the world by doing good, by overcoming evil with good. And you have to put, as my wife said, feet to your prayers. And guys, we got a lot of stuff coming. And just to let you know, you want to help us overcome evil with good, we got so much going on. Like I said, next Sunday, May 18th, Sunday night, we're going to have a missions night. But guys, we got a missionary teams going out to Illinois. We got missionary teams going out to Afghanistan. We got missionary teams going out to Belize, to Mexico. They're going out. But we can't sit here and criticize them, because I've heard some of you guys say it. We're going all over the world and we got people starving in Plainville. You're exactly right. If you want to get something started, we'll help you. We'll help you. We're focused on the world. God says if they hurt their mind, I need you to help them. That's what we're headed to. We're wanting to overcome evil with good. If all you're going to do is sit and criticize what somebody else is doing, shut up. Get on the team. But anyway, you have that opportunity. But so what's the verse? Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Guys, what are you doing? What good are you doing? If you're not doing anything good, then you're all about yourself. Just what good are you doing? It's an easy question that I really want you to look at this week. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. It's Mother's Day, and I want you to go get some food and nap. Amen. But you know, I also want you guys, is there somebody that you need to forgive? Is it your mom? Is there somebody you need to release, to let go? Is there somebody you got to relinquish your right to avenge them? Is there somebody that you don't want to throw them in the electric fence anymore? You've been doing it for a long time. But it's time to let that go so that you will be free. I'm telling you this for your benefit, not theirs. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for the power to forgive. Lord, you know that there's situations in my life, and you know that there's situations in others. That they're mad, they're hurt. And when they see that person's face, it makes them so mad, their blood pressure rises.
They can't talk to them. They just act as though they don't exist. I can go through life without ever seeing them again. But Lord, I know and you know that it's hurt. It's gnawing at them inside. Lord, and it's making us unhealthy. Our stomach is keeping score. So Lord, I pray for freedom for everyone here at North Point, that they can let go of the hurt, that we can be free again. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Learning to lean. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Yes, the joy share as we tarry there, none other has ever
she beautiful? All right, Alexis, you want to put your arms like this? If you want to hold my arm, that big python right there, that'll help. Alexis, have you received Jesus Christ